I'm just gonna sit here because it's late in the day and I'm lazy. So it's Qt's road to mobile domination. So I'm working at the company writing apps, and we've been using Qt for 1.5 years now for apps. And so I'm just going to share my experience in the past, what has improved, what hasn't. And so we'll start with sad news number one. So the Qt company discontinued the indie mobile license and professional license. So there used to be a indie mobile license for 25 euros a month or something, which would give you like the legal licensing security, because on iOS it's difficult with LGPL, and also on Android I think it's kind of a difficult situation if you're not writing open source software. So for KDE that thing is not that big of a deal, but for potential customers, especially with the indie mobile license, it was a really nice offer for smaller companies to try to get into Qt and maybe do more with Qt later. And the professional license was also for mobile only, and now there's just a enterprise something license, which is like 10 times the price of the indie mobile license and covers everything. And sad news number two, BlackBerry Qt 5 is now unmaintained since April or March, I think, which is pretty sad, especially because I moved to a BlackBerry like 2 weeks afterwards and I didn't know it back then. But the good thing is with the recent 10.3.2 update, Qt Quick 2 Android applications now run on BlackBerry. They didn't on 10.3.1 for some reason, I think because their runtime didn't support some objects required. So with 10.3.1 you can run Qt Android applications on an operating system that's running Qt. So this guy would be really proud of you. And that's actually the Qt Everywhere demo, the Android version, and the weather demo. And performance wise they're running pretty well. So what has improved? So there's now an Android Qt Quick Control style, so Android native looking Qt Quick Control style. That's obviously not the one, but that one is. So if you're using Qt Quick Controls on Android, I think also for widgets, I'm not sure, then you get native looking controls like the menu and checkboxes and everything. And by native looking, I mean on startup. I think at the Qt Quick Controls 2 talk, he said that it's insane what they're doing, and basically on first startup of the application it extracts a lot of assets and dumps them in some temp folder of your app to use it later. It's looking pretty well actually, and even if a vendor of an Android device messes around with the style, it still works pretty well with animations and busy indicator looking strange and everything. But yeah, it's pretty nice to have something like this. Also, accessibility is now available. So on iOS and Android, if you use accessible.role and button and accessible name, which you really should, if you're not using like Qt Quick Controls, which do that for you, then you get this, I don't know if you can see, yes, you can see the orange, the green weird rectangle is the current selection, and then you get this weird robot voice reading aloud what you currently selected, and you can double tap and it works this on press action handler and then does stuff. So that's pretty nice that we now have accessibility. So other notable improvements, there's now Bluetooth low energy support on iOS, and the media player is also working on iOS pretty well. Android also, the last time I tried with Qt 5.2 or something, you couldn't even do remote streaming. So now media player working pretty nice. User interface, user experience integration has significantly improved. So you have a lot of platform menu stuff on various platforms and everything. And also Qt 3D, it's not yet supported on iOS, right? But other than that, it's working pretty well also on Android and Canvas 3D, where you can use HTML stuff and then port it to QML pretty easily. And obviously with one code base, you can, well, actually it should be now 6 screenshots because of the Plasma phone. But as you can see, it's one code base and it's 5 different apps basically. They all look pretty similar because I didn't spend too much time with the other platforms. So from the left to right, you can see it's iOS, then we have Android, Windows Phone, BlackBerry 10 and Ubuntu Phone, and maybe even the Plasma Phone in the future. And so you can see with the with Qt you can really have a lot of common code. So in our apps I did a totally scientific measurement with clock and on my folders, and then I figured that so the blue thing on the left is the application itself. It's a massive QML construct with little C++ because everything's modular, so it's loading a lot of QML files for all the different sections on the page. So that's why it's pretty massive. And that one actually doesn't have any platform specific code in there except for some stuff like if Android then use this button graphic, if iOS use this one, but no native platform specific code. Then the library is the other big bunch, and then we have not even a third of the entire app is platform specific. So Android is like, I don't know, 3,500 lines of code, including wrapper Java classes, because on Android it's easier if you just like write a Java class, which you then call from C++, rather than trying to do Java stuff via C++, like getting enums and then calling methods and creating objects and everything. So you just make a Java class, call it, it does everything and then returns to you. And that's why on Android it's a bit more, because I always have this wrapper stuff in between. And iOS is basically the same, and the dark red one is other platforms, which is Windows Phone and BlackBerry, but there I didn't bother with most of the integration, so they don't have advertisement, tracking stuff, video streaming, blah, 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 because that was more of a proof of concept that it can be done in the afternoon kind of thing. So Outlook has nothing to do with Microsoft Outlook. I think there's a cute quick control style for Windows Phone and Windows RT coming. It was even supposed to land in 5.5, but was postponed a couple of days before release. And there's also cute positioning, which can give you access to, I think, OpenStreetMap and stuff. You can draw maps in QML pretty easily. And then also, I did a bunch of mobile API improvements on starting in 5.6, because finally we could decide on a QML API for it. You can adjust the on-screen keyboard enter key, quite proud of it, so you can now change it to like the search bar, send, back, previous, whatever, so like on the keyboard where you can adjust it. So thank you for your attention. If you're interested in more native integration, how to interface Android Java stuff with C++ and Qt, go visit my workshop on Monday, I think 12:30, yes, in room 3.2.
We're running over time, but since we're already over time, anyone has any questions? Great. So this ends today. Please remember to go and sign up for